Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Nextech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats, and welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, as we're joined by Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, as you get set for the 2020 football season, a lot of different things probably that you've had to do to get prepped with the COVID-19 pandemic and all of that that's added into the preparation and thought process this season. But as you've looked at your team and had a chance to maybe go through the protocols and get back on the field and ready to go for this season, what are some of the things that have stood out, and maybe what are the biggest challenges so far here early this season?
I think for sure some of the biggest challenges really are just the difference in kind of how we logistically have to do a lot of things, whether it's locker rooms and, you know, trying to keep kids distanced on a football field in a practice can be a little different for sure. This game's not quite made for that, but everybody's having to deal with the same thing, so we've gone through all that. I think one of the real positives and things I've seen, and I've kind of heard from other people around too, I think, you know, when kids kind of got shut down this spring and couldn't do stuff, I think they really got a stronger desire to do some of the stuff and realized that it isn't always going to be there, and they did a great job, you know, this summer with what we were allowed to do and getting in and getting in the weight room and doing the things that they could do to get ready for a season that, you know, they honestly didn't know whether they were even going to have. So we're real happy to have the chance to go forward with it, and I think we've got a good group to do it with.
Went 7-3 last year in your first season there as the head coach. Had a pretty nice win in the first round of your playoff cross bracket against Onega, but lost to the defending, ended up being the state runner up there in 8-man Division II and Axel there in the second round. But you look back at that team and you do lose seven seniors, like five of them that really had a lot to do with what you were able to do there last year. What's it been like trying to maybe replace some of those guys and fill in some holes that you lose? But you do have some pretty talented kids back, like Braden and Blake Perez and Jared Eitzman, who played some quarterback for you last year. How's that transition going here this year?
It's going well. All those kids gained some size over the summer and just kind of further expanded, I think, the athleticism that they had, and they gained a size but didn't lose any speed at all. Gained some speed even in some cases. So I think that's been good. You know, we had a decent number of kids out last year. We've got good numbers again this year. And so we've got kids who stepped in. Last year, you know, even though we lost some kids off last year's team, we did have injuries through the year, so a lot of different guys ended up playing than when they otherwise might not have. And so we got some experience on several of them that are coming back, and that's been helpful with them. Some that didn't get a lot of playing time last year. And so I think we're in good shape, you know, replacing what we lost. You always miss the guys that aren't coming back, but it's always a good opportunity for other kids to step up and do their best and do what they can do too, and I think we're in good shape with that.
We're talking with Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the season opener against Sylvan Lucas and Tipton coming up on Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Still with Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, you open out the season on Friday night in Tipton against Sylvan Lucas. This is a team that has been quite a while, actually, since St. John's Tipton and Sylvan Lucas have played on the football field. I know talking with Coach Labber, too, he said, you know, this is the first time he's going to coach against St. John's Tipton. So, as you see, it's been a while since the two teams have met. When you look at this matchup coming up on Friday night and kind of the unknowns of what you expect other than what you can maybe see from film last year, what are your thoughts on going into this one against Sylvan Lucas?
Well, they obviously last year they had a pretty decent season and played some some good games against some real good competition too. At the some teams that went, you know, Osborne that went all the way, and then they played a real good game, I believe, against Thunder Ridge last year too. I know they've lost some people. It looks like they've got a solid line back. Their main backfield, I think, is maybe going to have a little bit of change in there for sure. But you know, I think it'll be a solid matchup. I think we're coming in good shape for things too. So I think it looks like should be a good game. And like I say, we haven't played, you know, I don't know how long either. I guess I kind of look back. I couldn't really find when we did last play. So been quite a while, and obviously I haven't played against Coach Laverty or coached against him because we've just my second year. But you know, you kind of try to look at what people did last year, but that's never for sure on what they're going to do the next year either. So I think we'll have a good game.
In week one, like you said, you're just excited to get out onto the field, and what are some of the things that you're looking for from the team as far as the improvements that you want to see there from maybe your practices and just to get a gauge on where you're at here this year?
Yeah, some of the things we concentrate on are just increasing our consistency on what we're doing. We had, you know, we were somewhat up and down at times last year, and sometimes that's just who you're playing and how you match up with them, but we've talked quite a bit about doing that and being consistent and you know, showing up every play, and so those are things that we're looking at and really emphasizing in the practices, and kids seem to be buying into that really well and doing better with that. And of course, we're in the second year of things, so things are a little more familiar. So I think we're, you know, a little ahead of where we were in the past, at least in last year, in terms of being able to do some things that are, you know, fit our personality and our talent that we've got.
Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us here to start the season, and best of luck there Friday night in your opener against Sylvan Lucas.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by NextEd.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Drew Dusky with us, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you're getting set for the 2020 season to open. I know we talked with you last week, kind of a preseason interview, but as you've continued on with practices, how's everything going as you get prepped for Friday night?
Well, I think it's going pretty good. You know, we've got some little injuries here and there, but I mean, I think that's going to happen, especially with how long, you know, our kids have been out and not really doing anything physical the last 5-6 months. But, you know, everything's going pretty good. The energy's good. The attitudes are great. I think they're just as ready to go as those coaches are. So, you know, we're just really looking forward to Friday to get that first game under your belt.
As we mentioned last week in our interview, the preseason interview, you do have a lot returning as far as skill and talent from a season ago. Your quarterback, Kylan Cunningham, has another year under his belt, and you know, his favorite targets are still there, and Jay Schoen, and you have some new guys coming in as well. Just overall, what's the feel about this group and how it maybe stacks up against some that you've had in the past?
Well, I mean, obviously, this is probably the most athletic and talented group of kids we've had, you know, with really the lone senior being Wyatt, and then he's just kind of leading those juniors, and that junior class is so big for us, and they're talented, but you know, you put Wyatt with that group, and you know, they've got a lot of skill and a lot of ability. We're not huge on size, but, you know, we got quickness and we've got, you know, definitely some athletic ability. I think that's going to help us out. And like you said, you know, we lost one guy from last year with Carter Brown graduating, and everybody else has got a lot of experience coming from, you know, sophomores that are going to have to
put in a lot of playing time to juniors and seniors. So we've got a lot of experience. I do think our schedule got harder, but you know, we had 5 wins last year, and I'd like to see some improvement on that, you know, going into this year. So the expectations are high, and I just I'm excited to get going and see kind of where we're at.
One of the things we didn't really talk about last week, and that I want to touch upon is, you know, Tyler Schoen missed all of last year with an injury for you. How big is it to have him back, and is he, you know, kind of back into the flow of things as normal?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge because, you know, I had to move Cooper Dusky to offensive end, and he's not really a natural, you know, receiver type. I mean, you know, we're probably going to have him playing in the backfield, so we could, you know, it's nice to get him back to his normal spot. And then, you know, Tyler's not big, and I'm not taking a dig at Tyler. Tyler's not super fast. He's not slow by any means, but he's not super fast. But, you know, Tyler does the right things, you know. He runs good routes. He's a good route runner when he's out on pass routes. And defensively, you know, Tyler's not the hardest hitter we have, but I'll tell you what, when he goes to tackle, he wraps up and he doesn't let go. And he's probably one of our better defensive players. So having Tyler back is huge. And that just brings some more cohesiveness to that core group of guys that we have. And hopefully he can stay healthy and hopefully everybody stays healthy. But, you know, hopefully he can contribute this year and kind of make a little bit of a comeback.
You're talking with Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside football team. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the season opener against Logan Palko coming up Friday night for the Knights here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Connect with Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Here's how Cunningham TV Now differs from traditional TV.
The biggest difference is that TV Now is streamed over our internet through Cunningham TV Now app and also requires no cable box or cable outlets. Customers are also not limited by tuners and can record as many shows at the same time as they want to the cloud DVR. TV Now is available exclusively through our local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office, Beloit, Glen Elder, Belleville, and Concordia.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Still with Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you get ready to travel to Logan on Friday night to open out the season. Logan Palko is a team that, you know, they had their ups and downs last year. They went 4-5, but just kind of looking at who they have back, it appears really that they didn't really lose much of anything from last year's team. They've got some big guys that are running the backfield and a very good team coming back. What are your thoughts and concerns about Logan Palko on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to football, you know, we haven't had Logan Palko on our schedule for quite a while. So, you know, you just gotta base it off of film that you've seen in the past, and then just kind of knowing some of those guys that I've seen in other sports. And, you know, the Van Lays kid is their quarterback, and he's an athlete. I mean, that's just the only way I can describe him. He's just an athlete, and he's a good athlete. And then you look at their backfield. I mean, they're running two backs that are, I think, 215 and 230. I mean, they're big boys, and I don't think they're going to, you know, go out and win a speed race against anybody. But they get some momentum going, and they're going to be hard to get down. And that's what we've struggled with in the past. is, you know, being able to wrap up and tackle. And I'll tell you what, if we don't hit low, you know, those running backs are just going to run right over us and keep on going. So that's what we've kind of been emphasizing in practice, like hit low, wrap up, you know, team tackle, you know, make sure you're doing your assignments correctly. And, you know, offensively, I think we can do some good things and hopefully move the ball. But, you know, defensively, we just got to break down a tackle and make sure we're wrapping up.
Do you like having a game like this that looks like it'll probably be a physical one just right out of the gate?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be good for us because, you know, we've got enough guys to go against in practice and finally go 8-on-8 and actually do some scrimmaging where us coaches aren't out there having to act like we still know what we're doing. But, you know, it's not the same. It's obviously not the same. You take our top 8 or 9 guys and then take the bottom half and you know, usually you get anything you want. So I think having a physical game, the first game, is really going to, you know, make our kids realize that, you know, when Friday's come around, you know, you've got to strap it on and be ready to go because, you know, I guarantee, and we've preached this for the last 2.5 weeks, that Logan is going to be physical, and if we're not as physical as they are, you know, it's not going to be good for us. So, yeah, I think it's going to help us out a lot.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for joining us here this week. Best of luck as you open out the season Friday night at Logan.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and Nextech.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Connect with Cunningham Telephone and Cable. It's simple to watch Cunningham TV Now.
Cunningham TV Now is a new separate service. Customers can choose traditional TV or our new TV Now service, just not both. We make it simple by giving 2 free Fire Sticks when you switch. Plus, you can also watch on computers, tablets, Apple or Android TV, or phones. TV Now is available exclusively through your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office, Beloit, Glen Elder, Belleville, and Concordia.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Colby Hamill. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back to the locker room chats. Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Colby Hamill joining us, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, getting set for your second year as the head coach there. You went 6-3 last year. Did have 4 seniors on that group that you lost, but as you move forward, Jared Gillett returning at quarterback for you. Mason Higer was your leading tackler last year. Looks like he's back. And a lot of younger guys that will step into some different roles for you. How is everything going so far as you started practice in 2020?
It's been going really good. You know, year two is obviously way better than year one anywhere you go. And we got 7 seniors right now, so second year with those guys, they dedicated all their time to the weight room this summer and, you know, camps or anything that we put on, and they set the foundation for my younger guys, and I'm really excited for, you know, some of those guys to step up. There's some, you know, Davion McDonald's going to be a guy who steps up on the football field, and Caden Slate and Kenny Sterling and, like you said, Jared Gillett and Mason Higer. So we got a really good group of guys right now. They got some goals, and set some high expectations for themselves and for this team. So, you know, they've really soaked up everything so far, and, you know, practices are going really well. The junior high, you know, they're seeing what the high school's doing, and they're just almost a mirror image of them. So it's really fun. It's a good atmosphere to be around right now.
And a lot of the coaches I'm talking to are just saying how much the kids are actually cherishing this opportunity to even be able to play with everything that's going on with the uncertainty with the COVID-19 pandemic. Are you seeing that from your group? And also, what are the biggest challenges, I guess, for you during this with some new protocols?
Yeah, I think there's some challenges, you know, mentally, physically, you know, all sorts of things, you know, from wearing a mask to not wearing a mask and social distancing. You know, the first day we had practice, and you know, I felt like I spent half the practice telling the guys to quit touching each other and get away from each other because, you know, they're just not used to that. You know, honestly, it's been going good. I think the kids just enjoy being around each other and just an opportunity for them to, you know, do what they love. And I think the kids they're resilient and they'll fight through it and do whatever it takes. And our guys have, you know, accepted what we have. And, you know, practices look different. They're, you know, smaller groups, you know, obviously, we have to do less contact as much as we can, even though it's, you know, a contact sport. But it's been going good. You know, the kids come to school every day. They wear masks. So, you know, when it gets to football practice and they don't have to wear masks the whole time, they're kind of excited. And it actually brings a little bit more energy to the practice time.
Yeah, we're talking with Colby Hamill, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the season opener coming up on Friday night for the Grizzlies. You're in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Stop in and see the great savings out this Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato in the meat department. They have boneless beef, 10-ounce fresh-cut KC strip steaks for $5 each. It's down for Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato. There's great savings out this Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato in the meat department. They have country-style pork for barbecue, fresh family packs, bone-in, $1.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday Cure Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Colby Hamill still with us, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, opening the season on Friday night, you were originally supposed to play Lynn here in this first game of the season, but they deemed not have enough players, so you had to find a replacement there. And Wichita Homeschool will be the team that comes up. I'm sure a team that you don't really know a whole lot about, but it's good to have a game in there and fill that first game and get your feet wet. What are your thoughts on Wichita Homeschool on Friday night?
To be honest, you know, it's a team that we've never played before, so you don't know a whole lot about them. Obviously, their coach has done a good job of communicating, sharing film with us, and he's been really generous about that. They graduated 12 seniors last year. They went 8-1. Solid football program. You know, when you watch them on film, they do a lot of really good things. We expect them to be young, kind of green in some areas, but I think they're going to compete. You know, they get to spend a lot of time with each other weekly. But then there's also, you know, the unknowns of, you know, Wichita Public Schools, you know, doing what they did. And, you know, you might show up on Friday night and who knows, they might have five new kids. I don't know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of have to prepare for, you know, what we know. And, you know, really this first week is going to be a focus on our technique and our assignment and how can we become better football players and team. I'm just excited for the opportunity we get to play again. You know, last couple of years, I think Rock Hills has had at least one forfeit game every year based, you know, because of numbers from another team. So I really wanted to find a game. You know, there was a couple out-of-state teams that we had thought about, but Wichita Homeschool was available, and it's just really worked out.
You guys actually had a chance to, kind of with the restrictions basically lifted on when you could hold your summer camp, you had an extra week there really right before practice and basically started practice there instead of on the 17th. How much has that helped you, do you think, in preparation for this game in week one?
I really enjoyed the extra week. We did our high school and junior high camp at the same time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the kids were separated. But it was a time for us to really install everything that we wanted to. You know, there were a lot of kids who couldn't show up in the summertime and do stuff because of, you know, whatever happened. And so there was a big understanding with that. So the junior high kids being able to watch the high school kids do what we're doing, and we're doing some new stuff, both offensively and defensively this year. So it was good to get that week head start. You know, I'm sure there's, you know, like you said, there's a lot of other schools doing the same thing. Just that extra week of preparation, I think, has really helped. I really wish we would have had the Jamboree. I think that would have helped, you know, see where guys, you know, are better fit, you know, where should we move some guys around. But I'm just excited. You know, I'm just glad we get the opportunity to play. You know, this might be our last week of the season. Nobody knows. So we're just going to take 1 week at a time and go from there.
Colby Hamill, head coach of the Rock Hills football team here in the Locker Room Chat. So thank you for joining us, Coach, and best of luck as you open the season on Friday night.
I appreciate it.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great deals now to Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh red seedless watermelons for $2.99. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Bush's Best Baked Beans, selected varieties, 2 for $3, a limit of 3, please. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertue. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertue.
Welcome back here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Ben Labertue with us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang football team. Coach, good to chat with you here again in 2020, getting set for the football season. Open up, come on up tomorrow night against St. John's, Tipton there and Tipton First. Let's kind of go over what your team looks like here in 2020. You did lose Bo Batchman. You're really good back and linebacker on defense. But outside of that, you've got 9 guys back that have at least started at one point for you, either on offense or defense. How's everything looking as you've gotten practices underway and you're getting set for the season?
Oh, the practice has been pretty good. And you know, like we said, we lost 2 seniors that were really big contributors for us that are going to be, you know, tough to replace. But, you know, I do bring a lot back. Just kids are going to have to step into different roles, which that's typical, you know, on every year. You know, the kids have worked hard. I thought week 1 was great. I thought week 2 was a little sluggish, you know, with the heat and stuff that set in. But all in all, I've been pretty pleased with how things have went. With an old group like we have, it's, you get to this point and you're just ready for a game, you know, because they've been through the drill for 3-4 years. So, you know, I am excited that it's game week and I'm excited to go.
Obviously, the biggest thing throughout the whole summer was, are we going to have football for high school? And, you know, it was up and down, a lot of roller coaster rides for all the coaches, all the teams that were involved, not just football. But what are some of the things that you've seen that have been the biggest challenges for dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic? But also, are you seeing maybe kids appreciate their opportunities a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. I think kids are happy to be back. I think they're happy to be with their peers. And in the same thing, we talked to the guys, you know, midsummer, and, you know, we talked about the fact that we put them in this me society, and now we're trying to bring them back into a team mindset. And that comes with some challenges, and I think you're going to see those challenges for a while. But all in all, I think, as far as speaking for my own guys, I feel like they were pretty happy to be back and pretty happy to be going, you know. The kids this age, they're the ones that are suffering this deal. You know, they've lost out on a lot of opportunities. And, you know, I just think they're excited. And we're all excited to be back and going. So it's felt good.
You look at your team, and I know that Jackson Heenan played some quarterback for you last year, so he's got a little experience in that spot. But looks like you'll have a pretty big backfield from that aspect of things. How does that look for you? And as you move forward, what are your thoughts on the way this triple option is looking for you in the preseason?
Oh, you know, we kind of just do what we do. It's not real pretty sometimes, and it's not the always the most popular thing out there. But you know, it's what we feel works best for us. And Jackson runs it well. He's ran it for several years now, you know, as far as JV all the way up to last year. Mm-hmm. We got some kids stepping up into different roles, and, you know, it's working okay. We'll see what happens when we get against the game speed and the game situation. But so far, I've been pleased with it.
Talking with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang football team. Let's take a time out. We're back with more on our Locker Room Chats after the break.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94. Ben Laberty still with us, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas football team. Coach, you open the season coming up tomorrow night against St. John's Tipton there in Tipton, so not a long trip that you have to take to get to your first game. A little bit different look. It's a team that you're not typically used to facing, but this is the one you have to fill week one in the 2020 season. When you look at St. John's Tipton, like I said, you probably don't know a lot about them because you haven't really seen them in the past few years, but what are your thoughts on the Blue Jays on Friday night?
You know, from what I know, they're terribly athletic, and I've actually never coached against St. John's in football, so it's kind of a, you know, I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, athletic. They bring a lot of kids back. They got good size. Look to be well coached. You know, so we're excited. You know, it's one of those games that you know they're top 10 ranked team in preseason rankings. So you know, our kids have to be excited. You know, it's going to be a tough contest, but I think with this crew, you know, especially, I don't think they'll shy away from stuff like that. Where if you had a young team, that might be kind of a scary opener. But you know, we're excited for the challenge, and they're going to be very, very good. But hey, let's play it and see what happens. Also excited to be in Tipton. You know, that's kind of cool to me, just to be on that field. And you know, like I said, going against a school I know nothing or you know very little about. So the newness is exciting, I think, for me and the kids.
Is it more of a I say it's probably always a challenge going up against a team that you don't really know much about, but is it a little bit easier when you do have a veteran group like this that can pick up on maybe some nuances that you might have seen from film last year?
I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, you get older kids, and like I said, you're a little more advanced in practice than you were maybe when they were freshmen, sophomores. And so it just allows us to get stuff covered a little bit better. There's always going to be things in games, that, especially game one, you know, that come up that you're just not ready for or didn't expect. You know, they always say you're never as good or as bad as you are week one, and I think that's really, really true. So we're going to learn a lot, especially, you know, where the jamborees, we didn't have one,
mm-hmm.
Which last year I didn't know if I was going to be a fan of, but after it was said and done, I think it really helped going into week one. So, you know, we're back to the old way now where, you know, week one's going to be an adventure a little bit, so you never know what's going to happen.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas football team here in the Locker Room Chats. We thank you for the time this week, Coach, and best luck as you start the season at St. John's Tipton Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans. Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:40 on Friday nights, previewing all the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games on Friday, catch the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05, presented by State Farm Insurance.